Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The catcher, Floyd Rayford. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Storm Davis. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Nelson Simmons. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Marty Castillo. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shelby for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nate Snell now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross strikes out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shelby moves to second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shelby moves to third. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Lacy moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell bunts towards the mound. Snell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Rayford and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lacy strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Dwyer now playing right field. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Tigers, 1. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 2 in the game. Rayford strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Larry Herndon now playing left field. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 2 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shelby hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Rick Dempsey now catching. Floyd Rayford now playing third base. Gary Roenick now playing right field. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barbaro Garby pinch runs for Johnny Grubb. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Garby moves to second. One out. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Marty Castillo. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker is walked intentionally. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Garby scores. Whitaker moves to third. Trammell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson is walked intentionally. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Trammell scores. Gibson moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Young strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.